This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Matt, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
How you doing, my friend? Hope you have a good having a good evening. Glad to be here.
And most certainly am. Waiting for some college basketball to close out the season. I got to ask you this, Matt. When the news broke last night, given some of the commentary we got from Coach Cal last week and the athletic director, no surprises here, right?
I was not surprised that he might go to another job. I didn't really believe that those comments last week were real. I thought if there was another job he could take, he would do it. I just didn't think the surprise was Arkansas. I did not see him wanting to go in conference or to Arkansas. Honestly, that's not really his kind of location. So that surprised me. But the surprise of him leaving Kentucky, that didn't shock me. Things have not been great here for him in the last couple years. And so the idea that he might want to go somewhere else was not shocking to me.
Matt Jones is here with us from Kentucky Sports Radio. When you think about Coach Cal and some of the exits, I mean, this past recent exit lost to a team in Oakland that people thought was in California. Was it time? Was it time for everybody to go their separate ways?
It was time. This will be better for him. It'll be better for Kentucky. It'll be better for everybody. I mean, you know, think about it. You probably got a friend sometime in your life that was married, and the marriage went on a little too long.
Uh-oh.
And both parties went just a little like it was best for both of them if they went their separate way. I think that's what this is. I think Cal's a good guy. I think he's a good coach. I think this will reinvigorate him, and I think he'll do well at Arkansas. And I think Kentucky and its fans had they're ready to move on. You know, the last 4 years, first 10 years of Cal's career was awesome. Last 4 years, missed the tournament, losing the first round to St. Peter's, losing the second round, losing the first round to Oakland. You just can't do that at Kentucky and keep the fan support.
Well, Matt, let me ask you, when you dive a little bit deeper, everybody talks about the changing landscape of college sports and the one and dones, and now the NIL has put him at a disadvantage. Why do you think, after all of the talent that he's been able to bring in, that there's only one national championship? Like, what has not happened?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you could go on and on. I think the biggest reason why he doesn't have a second is, I think, in end-of-game situations, Cal has sometimes, and his teams have gotten tight. I could give you three or four games that could have gone, should have gone a different way. Most importantly, the 2015 when they were 38-0 playing Wisconsin in the semifinals. That's the game that really sort of haunts over the Calipari era. Because they win that game, they finish 40-0, first undefeated team since Indiana in 76. We look at everything a different way then. But then the other thing is, college basketball has changed in the last 5 years. It's gotten a lot older. And the reasons for that, NIL obviously is a part of it. Transfer portal, the extra COVID year is a part of it. But also, you know, NBA teams have in the last 3 or 4 years started drafting slightly older. And all of those things have made it to where Cal sort of relying on freshmen is just harder now. The other thing is, and I think this is often overlooked, the first few years Cal was here, he was the only one doing the one and done thing. He was the only one going out and getting all the freshmen. And then Mike Krzyzewski decided, you know what, I'm going to do it too. And then he took about half of them. And here's the problem. Can you win with all freshmen? Maybe. But you better get them all, right? Like, you better get all the good ones. And, like, think about that year Duke had Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, and Cam Reddish. In years past, those are Kentucky players, right? They just, once Krzyzewski got involved, then all of a sudden he took a pot that he was owning and he started splitting the pot, and that, I think, made it harder for him.
Matt Jones is joining us from Kentucky Sports Radio. Having said that, you did mention earlier in our conversation you feel that he's going to have success down in Arkansas. Is that a matter of the financial resources? Why do you feel good about
that? Well, he's going to be – I mean, well, it depends on what success is. Do I think he's going to win a title there? No. Do I think he will have success? Yeah, they'll be good. I mean, honestly, they were good under Musselman except this year. But, you know, let's go back to my marriage analogy. Man and his wife get divorced. Guy's 45, 50 years old, decides he's got to go get himself in shape. And he hires a trainer, and he starts to eat better. And next thing you know, he doesn't look like the guy he did in the last couple years of his marriage. That's going to be Cal. He's going to be reinvigorated, right? Like, he's going to, I think, hit the recruiting and coaching a little bit harder. I think he'll be able to make some changes that he wasn't willing to do here. He'll do it there, and I think he'll do well. Do I think he wins a title again? No. But do I think he could go to a Final Four again? Yeah, I do. I'm not sure. It's one of these weird things because I think he'll go there and do well, but I don't know that he would have stayed here and done well. And I think Kentucky can bring in somebody else who will do better than he would have done. So it's a win-win, in my opinion, for both sides.
When you look at I guess, what legacy is for the national championship that he did win back in 2012, and yeah, it's one thing to draw a conclusion the day of, the day after, the week after. What's his ultimate legacy? Was it this a disappointment? Was he a renegade? What are people going to look at him like in the community?
That's the question a lot of people are dealing with. I think in the short term, I'm not sure how fondly folks will look at it. I think in the long term, they will look at it fondly. I mean, here's the thing. For 10 years, he made Kentucky the coolest program in the country. He produced, if Kentucky has three guys go in the draft this year, which I think they will, he will have produced 50 NBA players, 50 in 14 years. That's crazy. Now, did they probably underachieve by one title or two? Yeah, probably. But he also won a ton of games. So I think what you'd look at is you go from 2010 to 2019, John Calipari was an A coach at an A program. From 2020 to 2024, he was probably a C coach. That probably evens out to a B. But I think as time goes on, people will remember the first 10 years more than they remember the last five.
Well, Matt, you think about Kentucky moving on into the future. Who and what are some of the best options for them to replace Coach Cal?
I think the next coach, I think Kentucky will take a swing at Danny Hurley, the coach at UConn that's playing for his second straight title. I don't necessarily think they'll get him, but I think they'll take a swing at him. I think if you were to make a big bet, I think the two guys that will be at the top of the list are Billy Donovan with the Bulls, who almost coached here once before. And then I think the most likely guy to be the next coach at Kentucky is Scott Drew from Baylor.
Okay, and Matt, who do you think is the best fit, having said that?
Well, I actually think the best fit would be Nate Oates from Alabama. I just don't know if it'll happen. I think the personality of the AD and he are pretty different. But I think he'd be a heck of a fit. I think, but everybody I just mentioned, I think all four of those guys can win here, every one of them. I think what gets harder for Kentucky is if you get past that list I just said into the next group, then it starts to become more of a crapshoot. But if they get one of those four guys I just mentioned, if they were to get Hurley, Oates, Scott Drew, or Billy Donovan, I think all those guys would do well, and Kentucky would be rolling again.
Matt, I love how college basketball works. Everybody just pilfers the next coach. I love it. You got to get the check and get the money, right?
Well, think about this for a minute. What if I told you that Andy Enfield deciding to leave from USC to SMU, which is kind of a crazy thing to do, led to the chain of events that led to John Calipari leaving Kentucky? That's just not something you see very much.
It's the new coaching carousel. You can go from California.
It's the butterfly effect of college basketball.
Yeah, California to Texas, Arkansas to California, Kentucky, down Arkansas. It's just it's a wild world. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time. Where can people follow you and all your work with Kentucky Sports Radio?
You can follow me on Twitter at KY Sports Radio. Or, you know, if I'm one of your competitors, so I won't say it, but I'm on a national radio show on Sunday morning.
Hey, Matt, appreciate that, and thank you so much for the insight. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.